Leaving home. May 1977. 1 month has gone by since Keem was caught stealing corn. The Ankar has increased our food ration, and as a result, fewer and fewer people are dying from starvation. Those who have survived the famine are slowly getting stronger. It seems as if every 3 months the Khmer Rouge has either increased or decreased our food ration without warning or explanation. For 2 or 3 months we have food to eat, just enough to keep us alive, then nothing to eat for another few months. Then we have a little bit of food again. Keem speculates that it has to do with the rumors of the Yuans, the Vietnamese, attacking the borders. Every time the Ankar thinks the Yuans will invade Cambodia, the soldiers stock up on food and supplies and ship more rice to China in exchange for guns. When it turns out the Yuans are not attacking us, the Ankar stops buying arms and our rations increase. Even without the pressure to find food for us, Keem is different now, and not like the brother I remember from Phnom Penh. He is quieter and rarely says more than a few words. We are all different now. Chu and I have stopped fighting, and Gek, who also has become more and more withdrawn, has stopped asking for Pa. Ma, though, still sits many nights at the door waiting for Pa to return. Though I am sad, and many days wish I am dead, my heart continues to beat with life. My eyes well up at the thought of Pa. I miss you so much, Pa, I whisper to him. It is so hard to live without you. I am so sick of missing you. It is hopeless, because no amount of tears will bring him back. I know Pa does not want me to give up, and as hard as it is to endure life here day to day, there is nothing for me to do but go on. Strange things are going on in the village, as entire families disappear overnight. Keem says the Khmer Rouge terror has taken a new toll. The soldiers are executing the entire families of those whom they've taken away, including young children. The Ankar fears the survivors and children of the men they have killed will rise up one day and take their revenge. To eliminate this threat, they kill the entire family. We believe this to be the fate of another one of our neighbors, the Sarin family. The Sarin family lived a few huts down from us. Like our family, the soldiers also took the father, leaving behind the mother and their 3 young kids. The kids are our age, ranging from 5 to 10 years old. A few nights back, we heard loud cries coming from their direction. Their cries continued for many minutes, then all was quiet again.